Yo, crew members, what it be, y'all? Alright, so, I am sitting solo yet again, but it's all good. Because it is a simple episode, so it is going to be short, sweet, and so delectable. Yeah, I said it. We are talking about the free and new for October of 2023. So, since we do not have any information with Xbox, because obviously they went away from the free games every month, I have the PlayStation free games for the month of October, and then the free and then the new games that we have coming out. So let's start off with PlayStation. The first game I'm going to talk about is the Callisto Protocol. Now, you need to survive to escape the horrors of Callisto and uncover the dark secrets of Jupiter's dead moon. This game looks like it's an absolute blast. It is mostly positive reviews on Steam. I'm pretty sure that the game actually is pretty good. I think I've heard some fairly good stuff about it. Let's see here. All right. Yeah, there we go. This will work for me. In this narrative-driven third-person survival horror game set 300 years in the future, the player will take on the role of Jacob Lee, a victim of fate thrown into Black Iron Prison, a maximum security penitentiary located on Jupiter's moon, Callisto. When inmates begin to transform into monstrous creatures, the prison is thrown into chaos. To survive, Jacob must battle his way to safety to escape Black Iron Prison while uncovering the dark and disturbing secrets buried beneath the surface of Callisto. Using a unique blend of shooting and close quarters combat, Jacob will need to adapt his tactics to combat the rapidly evolving creatures while scavenging to unlock new weapons, gear, and the ability to outrun the growing threat and escape the horrors of Jupiter's dead moon. All in all, I'm pretty sure this game is, I mean, most people have thought this game was pretty good. So yeah, that is the first game that I'm going to talk about for free for October. And the next one is Farming Simulator 22. Yeehaw, motherfuckers. Take on the role of a modern farmer. Agriculture, animal husbandry, and forestry offer a huge variety of farming activities while you face the challenges of the four seasons, especially when winter sets in. Creatively build your own farm and extend your farming operations with production chains, forming an agricultural empire. Even run your farm together with friends and enjoy the cross-platform multiplayer together. Wow, I did not know this was multi-platform. Sweet, that's actually really, really cool. This game has very positive reviews on Steam, and I am talking about very positive as in 39,853 of them. It sounds like a lot. I think it is. So, yeah, that's another one that's going to be coming straight out to PlayStation. Wow, cannot remember what I was talking about. And these are all going to be coming out October 3rd, and they're going to be running until November 6th, by the way. All right, last one I want to talk about is a game called Weird West. So here you're going to discover a dark fantasy reimagining of the Wild West where lawmen and gunslingers share the frontier with fantastical creatures. Journey through the story of a group of atypical heroes written into legend by the decisions you make in an unforgiving land. Each journey is unique and tailored to each action taken. A series of high-stakes adventures where everything counts and the world reacts to choices you make. Form a posse or venture forth alone into an otherworldly, otherworldly confines of the Weird West and make each legend your own. No idea why it took me that long to read that one. That game has a 76 on Metacritic. Let's see here. It is considered an indie game. It was published by Devolver, who are the same people that did Dishonored and also Prey. So, you know, I mean, we know it's going to be we know it's probably going to be pretty good. I'm not doubting that it's actually a really good game. I mean, it just came out this year, earlier this year in March. So, yeah, these are all the games that are going to be coming out for October for PlayStation. You have the Callisto Protocol, Farming Simulation 22, and Weird West. So now since you have all that information, now I am going to be able to give you the new games for October of this year. And October has a bunch, let me tell y'all. So we're going to start off with October 3rd. You have Dysgea 7, which is going to be coming out for the PlayStation and the it's going to come out for the PlayStation 4 and 5 and the Switch. Warhammer 40,000 Dark Tide, I believe that's a DLC. That's going to be coming out for the Series S and X on October 4th. On October 5th, we have Wargroove 2 for the Switch. We also have Assassin's Creed Mirage coming out for the PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Series S and X. Detective Pikachu Returns is going to be coming out October 6th for the Switch. And then October 10th, we have a few games. We have Roblox finally coming to the PlayStation. We also have Wild Card Football coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. And then we finish off October 10th with Forza Motorsport for Xbox. October 11th, we have Honkai Star Rail. That's going to be coming out for the PS5. And on the 13th, we have Lords of the Fallen, which is going to be for the PS5, Series S, and X. October 17th, we have some really, looks like some fun games. We have Sonic Superstars coming out with PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox One, Series S, and X. Wizard of a Gun is another one for the 17th, and that's going to be for Series S and X, PS5, and Switch. For the 19th, we have two games. We have Endless Dungeon, which is going to be for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Series S and X, and S, and Switch. And a game that I'm pretty sure I'm going to buy, Gargoyles Remastered. Yes. Yes. I am saying it correctly. Gargoyles. Like the Disney cartoon from back when we were kids when things were good. That is coming out for the PS4, Switch, and Xbox One. One of the biggest games that are coming out this month is most likely going to be the Marvel's Spider-Man 2. Coming out for PS5 on October 20th. As well as Super Mario Brothers Wonder is going to be coming out for the Switch on October 20th. Wow, you got some good games coming out then. October 24th, we have two games. We have the Lord of the Rings Return to Moira. That's going to be for the PS5. And then Cities Skyline 2 is going to be for the PS5, Series S and X, and S. X and S and... I don't know why I say it. Oh, well, October 24th, we have Just Dance 2024. That's going to be coming out for the PS5, the Series S and X. Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1 is going to be coming out for all the new. It's going to be coming out for all the new consoles. So PS5, Series S and X, and Switch on October 24th. Ghost Runner 2 is surprisingly making its way to us. I remember seeing this one the other day, like a few weeks ago, and I was like, wow, that's coming up super quick. That one's coming out for the PS5, Series S and X, and that's going to be October 26th. We're also going to have Minico's Night Market, going to be for the PS4, PS5, and Xbox One on the 26th. You will also have Dave the Diver coming out on Switch, and then October 27th, we will end it out with Alan Wake 2, coming out for the PS5, Series S and X, and UFC 5, coming out for the PS5 and Series S and X. The one thing I want to look up is I want to see when the release of this is supposed to be. Okay, so I missed it. For some reason, I didn't see it on there. NHL 24 is going to be coming out October 6th. So you know us. You know what we do. And most guaranteed, you're going to be catching us on stream. Yes, that is right, everybody. We are coming back. Coming back for the stream. There will be a combination of hockey as well as us playing Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And we might bring in a few friends. It is going to be a great time. Now, that was everything. Simple. 10-minute episode. I told y'all it was going to be good. Told y'all it was going to be quick. Told y'all it was going to be easy. So, I'm going to let Anthony let you know how to get a hold of us, and then we will end this out the right way.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday. and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is at consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet. But that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
I'm never going to get tired of that. All right, y'all. Until next time, please, I'm asking you to stay safe, wash your hands, do what you got to do to feel good, because it's always about feeling good. And as always, baby, game on, y'all. Be good. Peace.